and Bible scriptures that led to that, and it was crazy.
Oh, wow.
I did 3 hours, and I was like, okay, I can't.
Kind of like a Gnostic view of it.
Yeah, and they were saying how, like, the missing time that, you know, because they were saying in the Bible there was missing time where Jesus was at. He couldn't be accounted for from, like, whatever age to, like, 29 or 30 or something. And they were saying that he was actually spending time with the monks. I don't know.
It's pretty interesting.
It's just long, and I don't know. It really got to get you to thinking about stuff, huh?
Yeah, it seemed well researched and everything.
Obviously, to make a long video,
that's Greek knowledge, the Egyptian mystery school. Yeah, right.
It was kind of like that, the Bible, and how it's so similar. Like, they were basically getting one from the other, or I don't know. I kind of stopped watching it when I got to the part about the monks and all that. So, but it seems pretty good. I mean, it makes sense if you look at it the way they look at it. But of course, you gotta research your own actually, because some stuff I just wasn't getting. Like I didn't know that they were saying that we have a mixture of religions. Like, we have some of the Buddhism, and everything is, you know, it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no, they did kind of mix a lot of things like that. I don't know, it's hard to tell what a lot of these things, and hey, you know what, I don't know, I don't know 100% what the truth is of all this stuff either, because I mean, I'm personally not 100% sold on what they've given us as the Bible. I think there's definitely missing parts of it, you know, and I think that there's some stuff, you know. Hey, it's very possible that Mary Magdalene was his wife. I don't, you know, I've never done the research on it, but I think that, you know, that these are valid questions. I think that only certain people, you know, won't look into it just because they've already, you know, made their mind up. But, you know, it's weird. I have some people that, like, you know, are hardcore Christian researchers. To say, like, you know, you only believe, or to say, like, you already believe something, is kind of gonna not, you know, gonna throw you off when it comes to something else. It's hard to tell, and you know what? I guess really, if the only way to really tell would be to read like Hebrew or Aramaic or, you know, Greek, which is the original text that the Bible came from, you know. So I guess to see that before turning to the King James Version and the New International Version and that other version, I'm not sure what its name is. You know, it makes you wonder. You know. Religion is a great tool if you can use it right to enslave the masses, you know.
Oh yeah. That it is. That's the one thing that when I was doing this thing that I saw that they constantly talked about was religion and how they use it to conform.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really crazy now too with the I don't know. I guess you would call me the Christian right. Like, I don't know, a lot of them nowadays are. I don't know. It's just a lot of story. You know, being very very harsh and whatnot toward, you know, towards. And I understand kids need discipline, but you know, advocating to beat the shit out of your kid because he, you know, didn't turn the TV off or so. You know, whatever the case would be. I don't know. I guess I'm babbling on that point, but you know, for the it happens to us. But you know, I don't know. For the most part, though, those people are severely dysfunctional. to make a long, you know, a long story short. Like, yeah. Hey, Juan, did you ever see that Camp Jesus thing?
No, what was that about?
Oh man, you gotta watch it. I saw it a couple of years ago. It was on HBO or one of them, you know, one of those channels. And it's about a group of kids that go to I don't know what you know, they're like the Zionist type Christians that, you know, but you know, they're learning somewhat the right way about no idols and stuff like that, but they're also just being totally brainwashed. You know, it's I think it's called Jesus Camp or Camp Jesus, you know, or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And they're going there like it's summer camp, and it's just a bugged out thing. Yeah, you gotta see the documentary. It was on a few years ago on one of those channels or whatever, but I don't know what time. We only got about 4 minutes left of the show. We got Brian coming up next with the wake up call. I'm trying to think, Wanda.
A question.
Sure.
What do you think about this? I don't know if you paid it. I put up about the Occupy, the OWS, and how they're saying it's possibly going to turn violent and decline into martial law. Because everybody, it's like you have so many provocateurs and so planning, and then you have where they're saying, who is it, Lucius Trust is the biggest funder of it, and I just said anything that Lucius Trust is funding, I don't want any parts of. I'm sorry, I don't mean any harm. I'm not saying that there aren't people that are participating in Occupy Wall Street that have generally good intentions. There are, but I don't think that they know what, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk too, but I'm just saying, if Lucius Trust is the main supporters of Occupy Wall Street, beware and proceed with caution. That's all I'm saying. And I just wanted to know what you thought about that. Have you heard anything about that?
Have I heard anything about it being co-opted?
Yeah, about the Lucius Trust. I think it was the Truth Girls that I saw. I think I got it from your page. Somebody had, a lot of people had that.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit earlier, but yeah, the whole thing about it is you have this movement which was set up at least a year in advance that we know of, and when you tie everything back to who's actually giving money to this you know, this whole program, we got to think all these cities, and you know, they're all giving people free food and everything else, and you have this group called the Tides Foundation. And they actually they've been given a lot of donations. So has Lucius Trust. So has MoveOn.org, and there's a few others. They've been using the magazine Adbusters as like an intermediary. Great show, Wanda.
Good night.
Good night. All right, I guess we're still on while they get
the intro. Sorry, guys, I was in the next morning. No, your intro's coming up in 5 seconds.
Oh, no problem.
Readers, politicians, teachers, lecturers.
We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need
to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just break it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that? Apply people who believe in political throwback. That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope in Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power. And you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tomb. The bird flu is a lie. The swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives. Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now. And no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of day.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, God. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.
Truth Radio bring you facts.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks that thrills and slaves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, yeah, I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all plain, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could defeat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit at the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the room, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the room, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases, four shells from hell. From Paul, you wanna get shot, karate chop, your stand is wrong. Every time I step in the...
Welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Monday evening. You know, I got a few things I want to go over tonight. One of these stories actually is a few days old. I wanted to cover it last week, but I never really got around to it. It's really interesting to me. And that's about the 18-year-old high school senior that's going to be a mayor. Now, when I was reading into the story tonight, okay, it was the first time that I had kind of dug into it. I heard a little bit about it. I watched a video on it today. And when I started to read into it, it said Hillsdale, Michigan. Now, I thought this kid was from Iowa. Well, it turns out there's three of them. There's three 18-year-old mayors now. I think this is a good trend. I mean, it shows that some of the young people are really, it shows that they want to be involved at least. It doesn't actually go to show you how awake or alert they are to certain things, but it shows you that, you know, they want to be involved in politics. It's not for old people anymore. I mean, this kid's right out of high school. And how about this for a little perspective, okay? This kid got a summer job. He spent $700 on his campaign to become mayor. Now, I know we're talking apples and oranges because I'm going to talk about New York City for a second. But just listen to these numbers. New York City, Mayor Bloomberg, for his campaign, $67 million. And this kid spent $700. He was a write-in vote, and he's going to be the mayor now. He actually just turned 18 in September. He just turned 18, like 2 months ago. And, you know, that's in Hillsdale, Michigan. There's one in Roland, Iowa. There's one in Linesville, Pennsylvania. And the one in Michigan, okay, this kid won by 2 votes. His name is Mike Sessions. He beat the incumbent, something Ingalls, Mr. Ingalls, we'll call him for now. He beat him by 2 votes, the 51-year-old incumbent, Mr. Ingalls, and he's demanding a recount. So we're going to see what happens with that. But as of right now, we have 3 18-year-olds running cities in this country. I think it's great. Some of the young people are really a lot more, you know, in tune with reality than some of the older people are. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the years and years and years and years of propaganda beaten to your head. So the people that are younger actually have an advantage at this because, A, you haven't had the propaganda beaten to your head as long. B, you grew up with the internet, or at least it came into your life when you were a lot younger. You know, everybody my age, I'm in my mid-30s. Now, everybody my age, you know, we remember when the internet wasn't around or it was very, very, very small. And now, you know, we're at the stage where we use it all the time. Okay, I think I speak for everybody that's, I certainly speak for everybody that's a host here at the station. I know that for sure, because if you're going to research things, I mean, you got to use the internet. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, you know, we've talked about this, you know, a lot of times. It's the greatest research tool there is, you know, the laptop and the internet. And, of course, there's tons of disinformation out there, and you have to be able to weed through it. And, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do. But at least, you know, you're not just limited with, like, a textbook full of crap like you were in school. You flip from one section to the next, to the next, and to the next. And every time, it's just absolute crap. You know, it can be like that on the internet, but, it can be a lot better, too. You know, there's a lot of good content out there. There's a lot of crap, okay? But, you know, once you start trusting some sources and they become, you know, at least reputable in your mind, you can kind of weed a little bit of the crap out. But like we said before, guys, you know, don't trust anybody too much. Don't trust any one source too much, please. Triple check your stories everywhere, because all of these people have agendas. All the news outlets, including the alternative ones, okay? A lot of them are owned by the same companies that own the mainstream outlets. And, you know, it's really just a big deception. What they do is they just give you the story from the other side, the side of it that they know you want to hear. You want to hear about the police state, all this stuff. So that's what they give you. But it's still controlled information. The other thing I wanted to talk about is something going on with the FDA, with the USDA, where they're being sued again, okay? This time, it's over antibiotic use in animal feed. And it's been illegal for a long time. They just, like, act like because it's too expensive and too difficult to implement that they don't have to do it. So they'll just put human life at risk again, as usual. Reason they do this, guys, you think of it more like growth hormones. Now, you know how they add growth hormones to different animals to make them, you know, produce more milk or to make them, you know, bigger or whatever. Well, that's what the antibiotics do, too. They give them, like, penicillin, and they give them something else. And it fattens them up. It bulks them up, makes them grow faster. But it's at the peril of your health. And once again, the agency that's supposed to be overseeing this, supposed to be looking out for your health, supposed to be making sure you're putting the right things in your body, once again, they're on the other side of the fence, okay? They're over here brushing this off and covering it up. So, you know, they're acting like it's, you know, no big deal. No big deal. It's just, you know, a little illegal antibiotics in the feed. And when, you know, when stuff's in the feed, guys, it gets passed all the way through. You know what I mean? It goes through the farm animals. Then it goes eventually to you and through your body. You know, the FDA and the USDA are two of the absolute, you know, most hypocritical alphabet agencies out there. They don't, they what they stand for, what they actually do, are two totally different things, guys. For example, take, you know, the Food Safety Act, for example. It's not about food safety. It's about shutting down all their competition, pushing a GMO agenda across on the whole country. And GMOs aren't safe. They've never been proven safe. So how is that food safety? It's not. It's not. Why would they lie to you about all this stuff? I think you guys know why. We talked about this before, and if you're new to the show, think about it, right? If you get sick all the time, then what do you have to do? Well, you have to go to the doctors. Or you have to, you know, go to a cancer treatment center. Or you have to get their prescription drugs, right? And then what happens with the prescription drugs? They have all these side effects. And then you got to take a different drug to come down from that drug. And then you're eventually just, you know, it's a revolving door of prescription drugs, treatment centers, you know, tainted food. Just, it's not accidental, guys. It's done by design. It's very discouraging. Okay, when I remember growing up, I thought the FDA was like, you know, what most people think they are. If you look for the FDA approval on something, then you know it's safe, right? That couldn't be farther from the freaking truth, okay? And those people are all, you know, they're all about the Benjamin, really. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. The whole farming industry is, you know, being so, what's the word I want to use for it? Not globalized, because it's, you know, like within this country, but, you know, it's just going to be a few corporations basically running things all the way from the seed all the way to your plate. They want to control every part of it. And, you know, there's really not all these plants and stuff. There's like six big meat processing plants in the country. Like, they're not everywhere. So it's not that hard for them to do this. The FDA, you know, they don't want you having any natural medicines, guys. Any good vitamins, they don't want you having them. Why is that? Why do you have to jump through hoops to get a good vitamin passed? But if you want to pass a synthetic vitamin or a poison or a toxin, I mean, it's easy. It's like, I don't even know. It's just, it's so clear. It's so clear what their agenda is. Their agenda is to keep you sick. Okay? I didn't realize it for 34 years. I'm telling you right now, the FDA is there to keep you sick. So anytime you're going to try a new drug or a medicine or anything like that, please do your own research on it. And I'm not talking about, you know, whatever they hand you at the pharmacy. Okay? Read up on it for a week before you put it in your body or in your kid's body. See what the hell's really going on with it. Look at some of the tests. You know, sometimes when you're looking at stuff like that, you know, they skew all these tests too. To get the results that they want. They do all types of secret, you know, not secret, but, you know, dirty little tricks where they'll only bring in certain type of test subjects, and they'll have ways of cleverly wording the numbers and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's like there's a war on for your health. It's not just your mind, guys. There's a war on for your health all the time. All the time. There's a war on against your health. You can see it with, you know, the fluoride in the water, the chemtrails. You guys know all the major topics that have to do with the health, the GMO food and all that. You know, it's a constant battle. Why is it going to be like that? I thought we were a free country. Or obviously not a free country if they're spraying aluminum barium salts in the air and they're poisoning our water and trying to dumb us down. Does that sound like a free country to you? Would a free country have the highest prison population in the world? 25% of the world's prisoners with only 5% of the population? Does that sound like a free country to you? It sure doesn't to me. You know, I'm going to touch on a couple other things tonight. There's two major things we want to get into. I'm going to talk a little about the Penn State thing first. And, you know, obviously we've talked about this before. We're going to talk about it again. And, you know, it's an issue that's going to be going on for a long time. There's going to be a lot of stories coming out, you know, courtroom statements, you know, documents, lawsuits, different reactions from different groups of people. So we're going to be on top of the story for a while. And, guys, you know, when we first reported on it, it was like four people. For those of you that don't know, it's up to like 15 people new now, including like four janitors, a district attorney that didn't report it, a social worker that didn't report it. Trying to think what else. There was a whole bunch of people. There was 15 people altogether. It wasn't just the four people in the football program. Some janitors knew, a district attorney knew, a social worker knew. And now you got this interview of Sandusky coming out from when he gave an interview on like NBC or something about, you know, how many years back it was, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, talking about how he loves being around kids and this and that and the other thing. It's just absolute creep show interview. And, you know, I think the main reason, not the main reason, you know, this like with anything, guys, there's lots of reasons, lots of agendas. I think one of the main reasons Joe Paterno didn't come out, like I said, is because he wanted to break that all-time record. He has a huge ego. But I'm starting to really think that he might have been physically involved in this. I mean, I'm not going to be naive and think he wasn't. I mean, this is just sick behavior going on underneath his nose. How could he let that go on? How could he let that go on if he's not involved? And, guys, how could they, you know, how could this guy, what the hell is his name? It begins with an M. The guy that, the last guy that they fired, the guy that they let stay on a little bit, McQuarrie. How could this guy, friggin' McQuarrie, right? How does he walk in the locker room, watch a little boy getting raped from behind by this sick freak, and not do anything about it? And just leave the kid there? Leave the kid there to let it keep happening? And he goes home and calls his dad? What are you, 10 years old, guy? Grab a chair, smash this freaking guy over the head, and even if you're not going to do that, you know, you're a football coach. I would think there's a little bit of testicular fortitude in you. Wouldn't you think a little bit? Like, you'd be like a man's man. You might be able to maybe smash somebody if you seen something like that going on, but I guess not. This guy's a coward, and he turned away, and he left the kid there to continue getting sexually assaulted by this sicko. And then, as we all know, it continued to happen again and again and again. And, you know, Joe Paterno, you know, I know he's not the police, but he's the big shit on campus, isn't he? He's the big dog on campus. How long's he been there? 46 years? Even after 5 years, a head football coach in one of those big schools, if they're a decent team, is like a god walking around on campus. You guys know it. So when Joe Paterno kind of turns the other cheek and lets this behavior go on, what do you think these other people think? They think it's acceptable. Now, I know it's not acceptable. You know that's never acceptable anywhere, anytime, any place. But obviously they don't know that that behavior is not acceptable anytime, any place, because they, you know, they engage in it. And when the head of Penn State football is letting it go on in the locker room for years and years and years, letting you come back and do it and just keeping quiet about it, well, what does that tell you? It tells you that that behavior is condoned. And that's the message that Joe Paterno put out. So he's very much responsible for what's happened to these kids. It's not just Sandusky and Joe Paterno knew like the rest of them. Joe Paterno has a greater responsibility than the rest of them, whether he likes it or not. That's what the big paycheck brings you, Joe. All right? You want to be part of the football program? I'm sure he makes $5 million a year, maybe even more. Who knows? I mean, these big-time college coaches, some of them make more than the NFL coaches. Okay? And Joe Paterno, being around as long as he was, I'm sure that he had a very, very lucrative contract. And that's why, you know, I can't stand these people that were out there rioting that night, you know, about Joe Paterno getting fired. Are you serious? You know what I mean? With what's happened to these kids, you're going to make a, you know, I've gone down this road last week. I don't want to rehash all the same stuff about the same case. But, you know, this really bothers me, guys. And I think that it's actually going to get much bigger than this. I think there's going to be a lot more schools involved. Maybe a lot of schools around here on the East Coast. You know, you have the Pope coming out last week condoning this behavior. saying that pedophilia is, you know, not that bad of an evil and this, that, and the other thing. That's not a coincidence. It's not coincidental timing. This is all, you know, they want you to accept this. They want you to accept diddling kids because that's what they do. That's what these sick freaks do. They diddle children, and they're getting away with it. You know, this guy could go rape a kid. Let's just say he got sentenced the day he did it, okay? And they sped it up. He could get out, do it again, get out, do it again, get out, do it again. He could do that 5 times. He could still get out in like less than 10 years. I mean, is that not insane? What's wrong with the picture there? How are these people not serving some of the stiffest penalties? I mean, you would think that that should be like right underneath murder. I would. Raping a kid? You're raping a kid. You're raping a kid. I hope they all get what they deserve. And they won't. Whatever sentence they get, it'll be too light. They should just, you know, they gotta suspend that whole program for a whole year or something. They do. They gotta make a message, send a message here. You know, because, you know, the more and more you hear about it, I hear a lot of sympathy for Penn State and Penn State football and Joe Paterno. What? Joe Paterno should be sitting in a jail cell right now with the rest of them. Now when I look at him, all I think is, you know, this guy is a sick freak. He's a sick freak. And then I heard that Sandusky video earlier, and I almost lost it. The guy's talking about, he's got this big, you know, crap-eating grin on his face, talking about how he loves being around kids. Why he loves the kids and, you know, all this crap. And now knowing what you know, it's hard to watch that. It really is. You know, how many kids do you think were affected by this? I bet you it's going to be a lot, like over 50, okay? That's a lot of kids. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of people knew about this. A lot of names are going to come out about people that knew about this. I bet you there was all types of faculty member. I bet you some of those people that you see sitting up there with the chairman of the board, not the chairman of the board, the board of trustees, those people, I bet you some of them knew, okay? I bet you some of them knew. They're going to clean house out of so many people out of Penn State. It's going to come out, though. It's not just going on there. I heard that I'm sure you guys heard it, too, if you dug into it a little bit. I heard that the donors, sponsors, whatever you call these people that, you know, throw up all the cash and stuff for the university, boosters, I heard that they were actually basically prostituting these kids out. Literally, like for money, giving them to other boosters that were sick freaks, taking, you know, X amount of dollars, and they would have sex with the kids. What's the matter with people, man? First of all, what makes you do something like that? How could you go through with doing something like that? Huh? How could you go through with that? I don't know. I could never even begin to understand that. I don't even know why I'm asking that question, because I know anybody else here, you guys don't know how. I mean, yeah, they're sick. So one of my friends told me they're sick. They're sick. They have a disease. They're sick in the head. To do that to a kid, to abuse a kid in any way, not just sexually, to sit there and hit a kid over and over again. I mean, that just takes a real coward. An absolute coward. Go ahead.
You know what, Brian, I just want to say, a lot of the times, especially when you're dealing with the elite, not so much a guy like this. He kind of has like blue-collar roots, but you never know. Immigrant from Poland, you know, not saying anything about Polish people, but, you know, you never know that area. But I just want to say is most of the time the elite kids are like this because it's done to them. And it's a pattern. It's, you know, satanic ritual abuse. And it makes you wonder here, you know, and as far as Joe Paterno and everything, you know, a guy like him, I'd probably bet that he's a Knight of Malta, and I would bet that Sandusky probably is too, you know, or Knights of Columbus, being, you know, big Italian and Polish, you know, figures from in Pennsylvania where a lot of this stuff, you know, it just makes you wonder, you know, where they're tied into as far as the big picture goes.
Yeah, well, it all makes sense. I mean, we know a lot of those universities, like that one in Georgetown and others, are all, you know, Jesuit universities, and there's a strong Vatican influence. And, you know, just with the timing of it, like I said, with the Pope coming out and talking about it, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised at all, Justin. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Joe Paterno's Knight of Malta. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And that's the accepted behavior amongst these people. That's disturbing, man.
Or definitely a Freemason, you know, one or the other, or both.
Yeah, these people, you know, they get off on abusing kids, guys, abusing kids. And we're supposed to, like, think these people are better than us? At least that's what they think. They think they're better than us. They're friggin' scumbags, dude. I mean, really. I really hope some of them die in jail. I do. I don't care. I don't care, people. I don't care. It's not nice to say you hope anybody dies, but these people raped kids. Whatever they get for sentences is going to be a joke. They're going to get out in like 2 to 3 years, maybe 5 years or something. Maybe. But that's a long time, Justin. You know Sandusky's not going to get 5 years, especially if he is connected to one of these groups. You know what's going to happen. It's going to be a slap on the wrist.
What I was just saying to Wanda in the chat was, I think that we may see more of this stuff going on, where they're maybe throwing some of their own under the bus in certain situations to create this you know, anger and this energy and whatnot, you know, and to make riots and everything else. It makes sense. You know, why not? They knew about it this long. All of a sudden, someone, you know, gets told, and then hey, it takes people away from talking about Iran or any of the real issues going on too. You know.
Yeah, that's true. It does. It does. Just now when I see Paterno, man, I just think, man, that guy, you know, he just looks like a diddler to me now.
yeah, he did, me too.
I mean, he does. I kind of hope that they shut the whole program down. I do. I mean, I know that's the big moneymaker. Maybe, you know, not for years, but at least for like the last of the year or something. Something's got to happen.
You know what I say? I mean, you know, you can't, you know, not to hurt the players that are there, but I say get a whole new, you know, staff, at least of the people that knew, throw everyone that knew off, and then, you know, as far as that goes, and then, you know, how you really mess a college football team is up is you know, you take their recruiting rights away, you know, that's what you do for a few years.
And then for the kids that are already there, okay, that didn't have anything to do with it but are on the team, maybe you let them transfer without any penalties. If they can go to another school, they don't have to sit out or something, you know?
Right. I'm sure that a lot of times that's the case. That like, you know, like you said, that does happen in troubled places, you know, or Baylor folded a few years ago, their basketball team, and they didn't have to wait, you know? It makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably do something like that. I just hope, you know, I hate seeing stuff where they start focusing on the football and it's never about the kids, you know. You know, I hope they get it started, you know, pretty soon. Where are they in the court process right now? I know they were already getting some motions going in court. Where are they at right now? Do you know?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I think just trying to mount up all the witnesses and whatnot and actually make a case against him. I know he's been arraigned and everything like that, but it's just now figuring out how, you know, supposedly over 40 victims at least already.
See, so. Already? That's crazy. It's going to be over 100. This is big.
Yep.
That's big, man. That's a lot of people, dude. This guy's been doing it since the 70s. Or at least he's had that program since the 70s. I guess a few people from that have stepped down now, too. What's the name of that? I don't know the name. But the name of his little program he does there with the youths. Yeah, I guess that thing's pretty much falling apart, too.
It's the Second Mile, it's called.
Second Mile, yeah. So he's been running that since the like the late 70s, guys. So, you know, we don't know how long this abuse has been going on, but more than likely it's been going on for a very long time. I mean, maybe not the 70s, but maybe. If not, I'm sure at least it started sometime in the 80s.
It says a 15-year period here on Wikipedia, but he's been coaching altogether at Penn State since 66. Coaching since 66. And what do you call it? He also coached at Juniata and Boston U, too, for a year.
67. Oh, really? Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. See, I bet you there was crap going on over there.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, it's going to be the whole, you know, the whole northern part of the East Coast, I bet. All these schools up here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's so many of them. It's going to be bad, dude. It's going to be really bad. These big, long sentences, I think that, you know, they're going to pay out a ton of money, but that's going to come out of the school's pocket. I don't know. It's disturbing.
Because the question I'm wondering is, I haven't seen much on, like, the preliminaries and stuff like that, but were these kids, some of them were groomed, so the statutory of for them, to be charged, where they can file molestation is not, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you groom to where it's consensual, like, how does the state goes with that? What age is it? Because I'm just thinking of ways that some of this will be lessened, which is not right, of course, but I'm just thinking of, because that's something I heard on the news. Like, some of the kids, it's been so long, and then you don't know how many kids there are. Like, I didn't even know he was working in those places as well, because when you see cases like this, when you think that it's 20, it might be 200, because he's been doing this for a long time, and obviously he's perfected it as the years have passed.
Yeah, and obviously everybody hasn't come out yet either and talked about it.
Right, so.
That's what happens once that ball gets rolling. I mean, people get more comfortable because they see other people talking about it and they don't feel, as isolated, and then they'll come out and talk about it. It's real disturbing, especially that guy that walked in on him and didn't do anything. I mean, that really bothers me, Wanda. I don't know how somebody could do that, whether it be a man, a woman, even anybody, how anybody could walk in and let that continue to at least not pick up the phone and call the police right away and at least stop it from happening. I mean, even if you're not a tough guy and you can't fight this guy, I mean, can you at least pull him off the kid? I mean, come on.
Right, because once you found – when you told your superior, your boss, and you saw that they did nothing, then at that point, I think that you should have called the police. Even though it would have been later than when the situation happened, at least you could say, well, I told my boss, and I don't think they really did anything. I'm just calling you guys to see if you could check on it because, and tell them what you saw. I equate that to if it was something serious job pertaining and you told your boss and you didn't get the answer you wanted, you would go to their boss. So why couldn't you do this thing in a situation like this? So that's why, in my opinion, the people who did not tell should get more time than the people who actually did the act. Because not only did, you not report this, but you just jeopardized other children that could have possibly been hindered from this situation if you had a told.
Exactly. If they would have told, they would have prevented it from happening in the future. Maybe they wouldn't have saved the first one, but they would have saved the first one from happening to them again over and over again, and they would have saved other kids.
Right.
They didn't care, and I really think a lot of it is about their egos. Go ahead.
Joe Paterno is a Knight of Columbus.
You serious?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
What about Sandusky? Anything on him?
I didn't find it yet, but there's a couple things on. Let me see if I can get a better link for this. It talks about him.
Of course he is.
Check this out. Joe Paterno, Babe Ruth, and John F. Kennedy have in common? When they weren't winning football games, hitting home runs, running for office, all three joined the Knights of Columbus.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big order. That's the thing that how many people are in it,
Wow. Well, we have an idea.
It's not a surprise. It's not a surprise.
Exactly.
It's going to be sad seeing all this in the news. It really is, because it's just getting started, guys. You're going to be hearing a lot of shocking testimony and stuff like that coming out. That's going to be, I mean, I don't think they're going to let cameras in there, but you'll hear stuff. You don't think they'll let cameras in there, do you? In the courtrooms with the kids?
No.
No, not. Yeah, not when the kids speak. No.
Yeah, I would hope not.
And they might not even have the kid. You know, they do that video thing now. Right.
So they don't have to be there.
Right.
Oh yeah, they just pretty much roll the TV in and let them talk like that.
Yeah, they interview them, you know, on another day or however they cross-examine or whatever, and then they, you know, kind of like what they do with victims who've been raped so that they won't have to be in the, you know. Yeah.
Speaking of assault, what do you guys think about that judge that, you know, a week or two ago beating the crap out of his daughter with the belt?
Sick bastard. He deserves another blanket party in jail, too.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, man. You got to see it because what he did, I played the video for everybody one night. He beat the crap out of his daughter for about 8 minutes with a belt. And the reason he did it is just because she, like, downloaded a song online or something, or downloaded a pirated movie. She downloaded some pirated content, and he absolutely lost his gourd about it. And he started beating her with the belt, like, not just whipping her. Like, he was hitting her so hard, like, it was crazy. And he's a family case judge that actually put social workers onto families and has kids taken away. Believe that?
Oh, the irony in that. Well, that's ridiculous. That's sad.
I hope something happens something happens not too nice to him at all. Not too nice to him at all. I wanted to respond to something. Somebody kind of attacked some of my research earlier, it appears, on a forum. I'm not sure what forum it was, but one of listeners to a few of my 9/11 shows sent me a message today saying how he was talking about, you know, the information that I put out there about, you know, 9/11, the Hollow Towers, the victims, everything. And it looked like they were going to have a good discussion about it with a bunch of people in the forum, and then Dr. Judy Wood herself came in and started trashing on all my research, started, you know, attacking everybody in there. He said this guy told me he got real intimidated and he actually kind of wimped out and backed off, but then he said he apologized and he went back and he you know, he's been going over all the research now, all the radio shows, all the evidence, and he's totally on board now, and he's totally changed his opinion, and he's trying to get everybody. But he said that Judy Wood actually came on herself, like, to you know, attack the stuff that I was putting out there, and she made it sound like I attacked her, and I never attacked her. I gave her, you know, I gave her a fair shot. I listened to all her evidence, her presentations. I gave her about 20 hours. I listened to about 20 hours of her telling me that the Twin Towers were evaporated with a weapon, when, you know, that's very far from the truth. And I never attacked her.
The thing with that, Brian, and let us get into that real quick, you don't need a weapon like that when it's so simple, when everything is already pre-demoed like that, you know. Obviously, you don't need some exotic weapon, you know. And that's the thing about, you know, yes, there is some anomalies and stuff, but who knows if these anomalies were even, if they were done that day, or if, you know, with the holes in the thing and building, you know, that could be anything.
Yeah, well, no, the main thing with her, dude, she's trying to deceive you with evidence that's coming from a movie, you know? You're looking at still pictures of a movie. You're not looking at still pictures of reality. That's all it is. And you know, she's trying to show you evidence of a beam disintegrating and telling you it's a super weapon. Well, no, that's just a bad special effect. That's all it is. You know, I was surprised when I got that message from that person and said that she was, she was kind of attacking him and other people and kind of trashing all over. And I expect that. I mean, we know what she's there for. She's there to mislead everybody like the rest of the truth movement. And that's not what we're about here. That's for sure. I almost don't even want to be associated with that word, that group, the truth movement, because the whole thing is a farce. The whole thing. I mean, all these people that you guys hear about, and, you know, we've had whole shows on this. And, you know, at first I thought, you know, I gave this woman the benefit of the doubt, and I thought that maybe she really did believe that. And, you know, she, good for her. Go for what you believe in. And then I actually, and I wrote this in my paper, I wanted to see who was attacking her because I thought she had good, you know, good research, even though she was wrong. And I didn't think she was like a shill or anything like that.
Well, in my opinion, I don't think she's a shill. I think in her that she's just has it so ingrained in her mind because
That's what I said. I never attacked her at all. I never attacked her at all. I actually attacked the people that were attacking her. And I said the reason they're attacking her is because they don't want you even going down that road, you know, looking for anything fake. It's thermite or it's airplanes and jet fuel. I don't know. I just wish everybody really had the truth in mind. All these people that say they're looking for 9/11 truth were really looking for 9/11 truth, they would have found the truth out probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, the thing is though, Brian, it's because once you have these things for so long, and it's like people, it grows on people that the Willie Rodriguez is and. You know, this story and that story, and it's almost like it's the fact that you're new to it, you know, it brought new life to it, you know, and for you it was easy to see because all this other stuff had been debunked, but for the last 7, 8 to 10 years, you know, that's the thing, and people are just like anything else, they're clutter minded, and they already have their idea of what happened, and anything else is blasphemous to them now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, not everybody is shills. A lot of people are just, you know, they're real thick-headed, and they tell everybody to open their mind, but now once they've done all their research, their mind's made up. You're not going to tell them anything else. And, you know, if they would just take the time and look, it really doesn't even take that long to see that, you know, there's something seriously wrong with everything you've been told. I mean, there is something seriously wrong with every story.
You know what pisses me off is when all the time I see on like the Facebook and the internet, and so, you people like truthers trying to debunk the no plane theory by saying that all these people took independent footage and independent witnesses. I don't believe not one of those witnesses because they're all actors.
Yeah, you know, it's all fake.
And you know, it's just. The real people that did see whatever the hell it was, you know, I'm sure they probably did fly something through there or maybe a hologram, you know, they maybe even did a hologram. Who knows?
I honestly think they did an explosion and they didn't fly anything into it. They just did an explosion. Yeah. And because of all the tight angles in New York and all the high buildings, there's only a couple blocks where you would have an angle to see that. And knowing that they evacuated a lot of those streets and people couldn't get that access anyways, who's going to be there to tell you that the plane didn't hit it, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And, you know, we have the pictures of the smoke pipes and the fake fire and all that. And I think that was, you know, that was for the people on the street. And they had an explosion for the people on the street. Now, the people on the street, you know, if they look up and they see this explosion and all this craziness is going on, and later on, everybody's talking about the airplane, well, they're going to start telling people that they saw the airplane because they don't want to miss it. They were right there. And eventually, they're going to stop believing that. They really are going to believe that. It's going to be, all right, they really saw the explosion. All right, there was an airplane, so, and that's how the story goes. But, you know. Yeah. What else?
I just want to say the no plane thing to me now, it's like I used to be, like, against it until I looked into it, and it's like, wow, you could just tell that this footage has been fucked with, and why mess with the footage if you're not trying to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude, let's talk about the no plane thing because, you know, I'm glad you brought it up because I feel that the no plane thing, you know, at least for me, that made me really see who all the frauds were. I mean, rather, you know, not quickly, but, you know, within the matter of months because they all attack it. And when they attack it, it's crazy for them to attack it the way they do because if you just go look at the footage, guys, I mean, I got 2 still shots on my website. Go look at it. The plane's halfway in the building and the building's not broken. There's nothing you're going to ever do to debunk that. How does a plane go halfway into a concrete building without the building breaking? It can't. It can't do that. It doesn't do that. The engine that they found it underneath some staging. Now, none of the staging's broken. The engine doesn't have a scratch on it, and the street's not even dented. And it's not even the right engine. The airline said that doesn't even go to that type of plane.
Yeah, and it ended up hitting a stop sign or whatever, you know, just for added effects. And it was all roped off. Yeah, it was – just part of the big production. You know, like you said, that street was probably blocked, you know, whatever. It really was it. And that's the same area where they supposedly found Muhammad Atta's, license or whatever, too.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, you know, because we've put over tons of photos, and you know, at the same block where the engine supposedly fell, okay, you have people that are running, like, you know, and they're only a few feet away from where this engine fell, and they're not even looking in the direction of this engine that's supposedly fallen and smashing off the ground. Like, it's just, it's all staged. It's all bogus, guys. It's all, you know, the whole thing's bogus. And the plane thing is really... Like Justin said, when I came to the game, it was so late in the game, so much of the stuff had been debunked, and I saw some great stuff on the second plane, like, within a few months. And, I mean, I knew. And all that footage that Justin's talking about, I want to make a few points about it, about the amateur footage, guys. It's easy to take amateur footage and dub in some audio and say, oh, my God, a plane. But what's not easy to do is travel back in time and change what these people are looking at. And what you have on all these home videos, guys... Not a single person zooms in at the plane first. They all wait for the explosion before they react with their body. And this is after a plane supposedly already hit the other tower. So they see the second plane coming. They should be looking at it with their camera, right? But no, none of them are. None of them. None of them. And all the trajectories almost on all of them are different. You got one lady who's like in four different videos screaming. It's just
right,
it's
the
bogus.
Same yell, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, oh my God, a plane. It's the same ladies in like four different videos. It's just absolutely bogus. And that's the only plane you guys saw on 9/11. Think about it. That's the only plane you saw. You didn't see no other plane. Did you see a plane at the Pentagon? No. Did you see a plane in Pennsylvania? No, you saw a hole in the ground, guys. A hole in the ground. They didn't use no planes. The people that say no planes aren't crazy. They're just the people that did a little more research and dug into it. There were no planes. They just told you there was planes. I mean, why use planes when they didn't need to? They just told you they did. How are you ever going to know? It's been 10 years and most people don't know.
Yeah, been 10 years and a lot of people still don't even realize that Building 7 collapsed that day either. It's just ridiculous, the apathy and the fact that the basics, the very basics, like, you know, we were talking about earlier with Michael Moore, the gatekeeper. You know how he had like nothing in his, but you know, even if you go back to Loose Change and you see like the, you know, the basic things, like, you know, it's, you cannot debunk those things, and you know and then you get into the new information that you have out, and it makes sense. It does, you know. It's insane. Yeah. I mean, you know, go ahead. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's so much of a open and shut case. It's just people's own ignorance holding them back.
Yeah, it is an open and shut case now. It is. I mean, these people are fake. It's all made up. The airplanes are fake. We have Hollywood props that you can see, guys. You can see smoke machines, fire machines. They've taken everybody's photos, and if you look at the EXIF data on the photos, obituaries were done ahead of 9/11. All the people that you know, like Mark Bingham, Todd Beamer, all these 9/11 heroes with all these stories. The floors that all these people supposedly died on were never even built. They were never built. The elevators don't go there. The floors were hollow. Cannon Fitzgerald, Marsh McLennan, they lost over 1,000 people between the two of them. They take up a third of the towers, and guess what? They're on the floors that don't exist. So even to think that hundreds of companies would need to be involved, no. No, it's just a couple of fake companies, and they don't even have to be real companies that are involved. They're just paper companies. Just paper companies, guys. It was all an illusion the whole time. All the documentaries that ever came out before 9/11, about the busy office buildings. No, it was all part of the plan. All part of the plan. And how did they fool everybody? Well, they put a subway that brings almost 400,000 people a day through there. 400,000 people a day. And then they would put a restaurant and an observation deck up top, and that keeps the foot traffic going up and down, up and down. And then they would just restrict the access to all the floors that didn't exist. And they'd have a couple businesses scattered throughout. You got 400,000 people a day from a subway. What time are they going on the subway? Pretty much the same time an office building would be busy, right? And maybe even a little extended after that. And that keeps the foot traffic, you know, tons of foot traffic going in and out of there. Anybody going by there is going to think it's a busy office building. They have automatic lights with these mechanized shutters that would throw the light in different directions and block the sunlight from shining through. It was all, you know, all Hollywood, guys. All Hollywood. All props. You know, some things are just undeniable. Like you, when you say open and shut, there's so many parts of it that are open and shut and just disprove everything else. Like if you go and look at the ground zero pitches, guys, and yeah, this takes a lot of time, but if you go and look through all the ground zero pitches, I mean, there's tons of photoshopping going on. You have foregrounds and backgrounds that do not match. They're taken at different times of the day. The shadows are going in different directions. It's not like staring at clouds and looking for faces. This is really going on, and it's in thousands of pitches. Why are they photoshopped? Why are the memorial pitches photoshopped? Why is CNN taking down the pitches that have the revealing EXIF data now that people are looking? Why has nobody collected their free money? You have almost $2 to $3 million for the families to just pick up, and only like 62 families out of 3,000 have picked up this money. They don't want it. They don't want $2 to $3 million. Isn't that a little absurd? I think that's really absurd. That would never happen. I don't know one person that will leave that money sitting on the table. Not a single person. You know, and as far as, you know, being live, none of that was live. I think you might have had a couple of live things. Maybe a couple of the street interviews were live. You know, so much of that was taped. I saw some video the other day of it's almost midnight, okay? It's almost midnight at the Pentagon on 9/11. And you got, I think it's Shepard Smith out there reporting. And he's talking about how many people died in the Pentagon earlier today, yada, 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 yada. And if you look real closely in the background, you can see that the roof line of the Pentagon is still intact, okay? So what does that tell you? Does it mean the Pentagon never got blown up? No, it just means that all this was taped ahead of time. And they screwed up somewhere along the lines, you know, organizing everything. And you know, they screwed that video up. They should have never released that video without the roof line being damaged in the background. I mean, because he's talking about what the event that already happened. And you're looking, and there's nothing wrong with the building. It's absurd. It really is. What else? Did you guys talk about any of the protests? Anything different going on besides the normal bullshit? I think I lost everybody. Yeah, guys. So, you know, I don't know if Justin and Wander are still with us, but, you know, the whole thing about, you know, 9/11 and, you know, people shooting down the evidence that we're trying to put out, you really just got to look at it, guys. Okay? Take a look at the new evidence. Take a look at the photoshopping. Take a look at the stage props. Why are there stage props? Okay? Seriously. Why are there stage props? There's no reason for it. There should be no movie props. No Hollywood. But there's a smoke machine on the Pentagon lawn giving off white smoke. You know, we've only got like 5 minutes left. A couple of points real quick, you know, while we're still talking about 9/11, guys. And, you know, it really is. It's just a simple answer. All that stuff wasn't there. Why is there no debris, guys? There should be 30 stories of debris. And twice. There should be two piles like that. Those buildings were the biggest buildings in the world at one time. And there's two of them side by side. And what do you get when you look at the debris pile? There's almost nothing there. And there's this whole story by the Truth Movement, and we all believed it, about how they destroyed the crime scene. They melted down all the steel. They built Navy ships out of it. They shipped it all out overnight, over the next few nights. Yada, yada, yada. But like I said, because I was willing to look into Judy Wood's theory, and I don't know how this is an attack, I looked at her theory, and she's trying to show me directed energy evidence about how the lack of debris. But she tells me the pictures at noon on 9/11, and I'm looking at the lack of debris like, well, what about the trucks that supposedly shipped all this stuff out? They didn't ship it out before noon. It's already gone. Well, how's it already gone? Well, because it wasn't there. It was the one thing they couldn't fake. They could film all that other crap, right? But those buildings aren't a hologram. Yeah, they were mostly hollow, but they were real physical buildings. They were there. They had to take them down that day at some point. Okay, they couldn't keep it smoked out forever. But they couldn't ship in 30 stories of debris and drop it off without anybody noticing. I mean, that wasn't going to happen, right? So that was the one thing that really, really you need to look at. Guys, there should be so much stuff in that pile. I don't want to hear that people vaporize. I don't want to hear that airplanes vaporize. We are not the weird ones, guys. You're the weird ones if you really think that. This isn't Star Trek. You know, all these things that are first time in the world cannot happen on the same day, okay? People being vaporized, steel frame buildings collapsing, you know, the whole deal. It's all impossible. That stuff, it's not only impossible, like, that stuff didn't happen because it was done with explosives and this, that, and the other thing. It's impossible because not even that happened. Neither one of those stories are true. That's why they don't care if you spout the explosive story, because you're still fighting over it. And you're never looking at to see if it was even done. Everybody's just fighting over who did it. Nobody's looking at who, you know, if it was even done, guys. And I feel that this is, you know, this is a trend, okay? I feel that the 1993 thing might be fake. You know, I don't want to jump the gun, but there's other big events that you guys probably already have going on in your head. And yeah, I think a lot of them were fake. I think a lot of them were just Hollywood acts, movies, actors, the same alternative media people showing up on the scene every time, hyping it up, talking about the attack, talking how the government did this and blew this up and did that and blew that up and shot these people. And really, it's just hyping up a movie like you'd never see. The best ad campaign for a movie would be somebody like Alex Jones hyping up fake terrorism, you know, and you guys are going to stop buying into it. I bought into it for a while. You know, we all did. We woke up. These guys are there to throw us in that second mental box. And what that is, you know, to make us believe all this stuff, to make us all believe all the worst. And, you know, there's no reason for it. Do a little more research and look for the things that I'm telling you to look for. Stop looking for bombs and thermite and all this other stuff in these other events. Start looking for photoshopping, stage props, lighting that looks like it's coming from stage lighting or you know, computer-generated images in the background that aren't right. Look for things like that, guys, and you'll start to see it everywhere, especially on the news, guys. You guys will see it on the news all the time, okay? They screw with the news a real lot. That's like a little testing. A test for the big events right there, I think.
Watchdogs have new masters, and I think that that's something people need to consider when you're intaking news. And I just want to say, with 9/11, I think that taught me personally how America is brainwashed to believe what we are told, opposed to looking into things on our own to figure out the truth.
I hope you got an extra
how we rely on the media, which is people, you know, no matter to get why the truth. How we
you need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I'm
like,
out down tracks, that thrills the slaves.
In the
studio, jars
of drugs,
bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow.
Yep, it's true. It's true. That's because once I realized 9/11 was a lie, you know, that was the biggest event of our time. It made me realize that everything else was probably a lie, and I started even though the 9/11 stuff that woke me up had a lot of misinformation, was still good because it woke me up totally to everything, you know?
Can't get in the game. I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know with the spit of the seed? Yeah. Truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth.
Oh, looks like we're up against the clock here, guys. That outro was the automatic. Wanda, you have anything you want to finish up with before we go?
Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with feed. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed, that's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 4-4 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Laughing like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face of beans. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or roar, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour. You know what block I'm on, Glock and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, your stab this off. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Just know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. Black Friday management and rocks the label. And I still hit you with shots that's fatal. Yeah. That best can't say you. I had a dot. Look, open
you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I dare you, I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound at the hospital while the cops guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen, look where I've looked, touch what I've reached, to take what I've took. You got to go where I've gone, walk where I've walked, to get where I'm at, to speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid, stay where I've stayed, play where I've played, to make what I made. You got to move what I move, use what I use, use tools I use fools I use. The truth, every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak shall set you free. The truth.
Saturday night. Saturday Night Live. And latest news is the IAEA to release evidence Iran's secretly working on nuke program. There's the new false flag, I believe. So the time is now to come up with a solution. And how to go about implementing it. Anyone has any ideas, they can call in. 772-905-3018. Or Informed Radio on Skype, NFORMD Radio. See if we can get anybody else's ideas together here. Wasn't really well, ready.
What was that headline you read there, Bud? Bo?
Where did that go? The IAEA to release Iran secretly working on a nuclear weapons program.
So, what did you mean by false flag?
Oh, that's going to bring us into war. It's like we did in Iraq.
That's the same rhetoric they've been saying, talking about all along.
That's how we got in Iraq.
So I'm guessing maybe they might be trying to shove this through because they know that people are waking up, and sooner or later, there's just not going to be enough people who buy it anymore.
Yeah. Just do it quick. Get it over with. I had the link here. There it is. Oh, to release evidence. It's preparing to release a document that will link...